90 Day Fiancé.
The Other Way, a Rainy Day podcast.
I froze up.
Yeah.
I froze like,
I saved you.
I don't know.
I dove in and saved.
The Other Way.
All right. The Other Way. Let's remember it. The Other Way.
What were you doing before?
Is the best 90 day.
What?
Before the 90 days.
Before the 90 days. Okay, yeah. So, hey, we're back for the second day.
Like, remember when we did two in a week for a while?
Yeah, that's when I wasn't working. I wasn't doing anything. And I was like, just...
Boy, it's tough. So bear with us. We are rolling off a little sleep. But we got through episodes 1 and 2 of season 2.
The Other Way. But did you know that there is Happily Ever After?
Yeah, I can't.
And also the Clapback Show.
I am still not.
Yeah, we're making no promises because we said we're going to do that other thing.
Yeah, we did one, I think.
Yeah, it sucked.
It's hard.
Yeah, too much.
I think, let's just be honest, I know you all probably have, and if you haven't, you're in for a treat. This is my favorite. These two episodes are my favorite episodes of this program in my whole life.
You say that all the time.
I know, but I mean it. Like, this I mean.
All right, so.
I meant it every other time, but this surpasses the other time. That's what I'm saying.
This is a reoccurring theme with Christy?
There's a couple things I want to say. Listen.
Go ahead.
This episode had the best lawyer we've ever seen on Indy 90 Day Fiancé program ever. She was legit. She was normal. She did not have weird wine pictures hanging behind her head.
Fair.
Or weird shoes in the window. Best ways that people met this show. There was most cute romantic
ways. We haven't met all the couples. Keep that in mind.
I know. Well, we have met all but one.
True.
And then I will go to my deathbed on this, and I hope that this does not, my opinion doesn't change, which it usually does. The best couple is on this program that I've ever seen in my life. Okay.
Right.
So I'm just saying, I am on cloud 9 with, this is going to be the most amazing.
Literally had just come off the episode. So yeah. And this is not how we normally do it.
I usually have some time to decompress.
Yeah, we just come right off.
But not really, I'm excited.
We just literally stopped watching it, so. And we're still in the closet. So, yeah, Pop-Up's still here.
Pop-Up is still here helping with Theo while we work.
Yeah, which is unforeseeable future till he's here till they open up daycares again.
Pop-Up is saving this family.
Yeah.
Anyway. He's the hero we need.
All right, so let's get into this.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
Keeping with the same theme we've been doing before, I'm going to have intro music for episode one.
Oh, okay.
So that's the rainy day theme we're going with. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Are you going to guess? Or are you just going to?
No. Well, I already know the order. Oh, yeah, you do. So we talked about the order.
What? That's the kind of dude I was looking for. And yes, you'll get slapped if you're looking ho. I said, excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. I mean, my, you're like Pelican Fly. I mean, you're so shy and I'm loving your tie. You're like slicker than the guy. What do you think? No?
Well,
you know.
I know.
Britney. Hell yeah.
All I want to say is, I like your beard.
She got a rap career.
That's her, yes.
So we're talking about Yazan and Britney.
She's 26 from Florida. He's 24 from Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Plan is she's going to move to Jordan.
Right.
And they met, this is my red flag number one. They met 5 months ago.
Okay? 5 months ago.
Let's stop right there. Let's just like, Okay. And also, Britney's dancing, getting her pictures taken. She's
a lot.
A lot, and which is great, but she's about to move to a country where that she can't do that.
Mm-mm. Okay, let Britney introduce herself.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Britney. I'm 26 years old, and I'm from Palm Beach, Florida. I'm adventurous. I'm funny. I'm a girly girl. I'm a Barbie. I'm like a 7-layer cake.
Girl, you too thin to be a 7-layer cake. I'm sorry. Maybe that cake on the back.
The work I'm most passionate about is my rap career.
Her rap career.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
Career.
After that relationship, I started dating people that were a little bit more settled.
Right,
like,
here.
You have to be 45 and older.
Yeah.
Probably about 83.
Okay. 80.
Okay. Okay. Let's talk about this. So, she had a relationship, and she now is dating super old guys.
But like she starts with a 45, like, okay, I mean I'm 42, so I think, oh, that's fine. Like what we're
She's
26.
That's not okay.
It's not okay, I know, but like I don't feel like I'm old, but then she starts rolling in with the 80-year-olds.
85.
What is happening?
But
let me tell you what the creepiest thing is.
Triple your age, right? Yeah.
Well, not my age, but
well, not your age, her age.
She has braces.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with that, except she talks about how freaking like old men like it, which it means they're wannabe pedophiles, right?
I don't know about
why
that.
Why else? Why would it? Why would a grown ass man want a woman with braces? Why would that be a fetish? Like, ooh, braces.
She cares for her teeth.
No. Yes. No, you're a pedophile. Okay.
Did she just say it?
Ew, that sounds like a gold digger.
It's a little different with Yazan because he's actually younger than I am. After about 4 weeks, Yazan actually sent me money to get a plane ticket to come see him.
Which is nice.
A week after I arrived in Jordan, Yazan proposed to me.
That's weird.
Okay. Already?
A week.
After a week?
So I decided I was going to move to Jordan to be with my love.
That's a lot.
Concerned about how strict the laws are in Jordan.
Girl, you're about to get...
A rude awakening.
Yeah, no booty shorts, none of that.
Gonna have to cover them, tame them tatas, honey. They're not gonna let you hang them out over there.
Are you gonna? I don't know if you have a clip on this, their meeting story.
Oh no.
Okay.
We have a marriage talk later, but yeah, they met. Which is what a conversation in the background.
Yeah,
eyes
this
met.
Is like I'm telling you this. There's
nice.
A couple of these that stand out because the other ones were like, oh, he slid into my DMs. No, this is like legit meeting. Like, so she had a neighbor who was like talking to her family. And then this dude like came on the screen and then she was there and they saw each other and was like, that is so sweet. Like these were legit meetings. Not that, hey, anyone out there, someone slid into your DMs and you guys got married and it's happy. Great. But I would say for the vast majority of the DM slippers, it's probably not that cute. But yeah, I like that. Okay. So anyway, so she needs to tell her dad.
Mm-hmm. So
I love dad. Dad
smiles his way through it.
Because dad, you know what dad knows? She's coming back. She's coming back.
Still, you gotta let your daughter go to another country? That's crazy. That's still gonna be a lot.
She's 26.
Mm-hmm.
But she tells him like, hey, I'm leaving in a week.
Which, obviously, we know this is CLC. It's got to be staged because there's no way that your reaction is going to be just smiles and
I think his reaction of smiles was, oh, my, he's uncomfortable and there's cameras on my face.
Yeah, got to be. Got to be.
But
even I don't, even if there's cameras on my face, I would freak out. My daughter says she's leaving. That's crazy.
But I, like really, I think dad is like, okay, like.
No. It's a joke, right?
I know you. You're my daughter. I know you. And you're going to go to a place where you can't be yourself, like the way you are.
Yeah. Good luck.
Okay.
All right.
But now, after talking to dad, she's a little more worried.
And then she calls Yazan and they video chat for a second.
I don't want you to feel like I'm committing to converting.
Islam, it's so good, babe.
Oh, he's trying to paint a pretty picture for her. Is she aware what that is? Is there a checklist?
Let's talk about something else. I always change the subject when he brings up Islam because I'm not interested. So it's important that we like get an apartment as soon as possible.
I said we want to stay together in an apartment.
Daddy says nope.
My father said no. Because you and me not married.
When are your parents so expecting
married,
us
real
to
quick.
Get married?
Like
a couple days.
Couple days, why not?
Uh-oh.
Maybe like just a couple days.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh? That's too fast for me. Like, nah. No.
What you say?
Child, please. It's not happening. It's just not. I'm sorry.
I will say this.
What?
I don't know if you have a clip on this, but
no, I have more clips for that.
She alludes to a secret, and I'm like, God damn it. We have another secret. The GD secret's on this program. And then you know what? This is another thing I should have said in the beginning. This one. We learned the secret. Ep 1. Okay. Appreciated.
Yeah, have to.
No, we don't have to because this show doesn't care what is out on the Instagrams and the media and all that. We sometimes have to drag out these secrets forever.
That's true.
And pretend like we didn't read about it. So I appreciate it. So yeah, she's still married.
Still married to X 5 years ago.
And this is when she goes to see the most
legit
attorney I've ever seen on this program.
Why is she so legit? Because she's just straightforward.
She just is professional.
Okay.
I don't know. I would like to do a montage of all the attorneys that have been on this program because she's a real one.
Okay. All right. So her ex is in Haiti, right?
Yeah. They met when she was 17.
Yep. And when they got married 3 months in, and it was going really bad. He was super controlling. And all of a sudden,
whoop, whoop. 3-4 months in, he got deported.
And takes because him away.
He moved here when he was 3 from Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
So.
What? Did they give a reason why he got deported?
Because he wasn't a documented.
And it just happened to be 3 years into her getting married to him?
No, not 3 years.
Or three months.
Yeah. But because.
Oh, did that pop up on the screen because he got married? And that's...
No, I don't think so. It's just like, I don't know. They do their rounds, I guess. I don't know. But he's been here since he was 3. Where's he going to go live in Haiti?
Mm.
Don't get me started on that. But he got
deported.
Mm-hmm. She wants a divorce.
She was unhappy, so she kind of forgot about it. She's like, oh, thank God, that's a blessing.
But it's been 5 years.
He's gone.
They're still not divorced.
Right. But now she wants to get married to Yazan, and she could face bigamy charge. What's it called?
Bigamy, but because you can't get married when you're already married.
Yeah, that's a word you don't hear too often. Mm. I was like, bigamy? Haven't heard that since like social studies or something.
But then the lawyer's like, it could take 6 to 10 months before you actually get divorced. Because he's not playing friendly
government
here.
Involved, yeah.
He's fighting it. I don't know what he's trying to get, mm-hmm. but. So this is the problem.
What's the problem?
One of the problems. Brittany has him, Yazan, and his family believing that she's divorced.
Right.
So I'll give her 1 point, or half a point, for like, hey, been
I
married.
I was married, yeah.
Okay. But, this is when the lawyer just really took a turn for the I love you.
What?
You need to have a conversation to let them know. Before you go. Because you don't want to be in another country when you tell them.
Right.
Like, come on. She was just so professional.
That's good. All right.
Thank you.
Let's move it on to the next couple. Jenny, it's me.
So episode 1, I watched without you. Episode 2, we watched together.
Yeah.
When Jenny came on the screen, the joy that I felt in
my
heart.
Why do you love Jenny so much?
I do.
Why?
Probably because I love her daughter, who I'm going to talk about. I think we're friends because she's on the Instagram, Blend It Boo. Yeah. And I see her like every day. So I feel like, oh, I know you. I know. I'm crazy.
Okay.
Anyway, so Jenny, as all of you I'm sure know, moved. She was on the last season of The Other Way. Moved there. He was married. Also, he was a catfish and, you know, all the da-da-da-da. But
da-da-da-da-da.
Whatever.
Whatever. That's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal. All of this is a big deal.
Michael Jones.
He's not who he says he is. Oh, okay. Then, she's like, okay, I'm cool with that. Then she goes there. His parents are like, get the F out. I'm not going to accept
you. Actually, hold on. Wait.
Jenny from the block should have been moved on 8 years ago.
Smith was in an arranged marriage.
Robert.
He was being pressured to stay with his wife.
She really fight to be with him.
Yes.
He's lying about the divorce?
I mean, you can't blame these people.
No. Oh, my God.
Her family, like, they're just genuinely concerned.
He doesn't even have paperwork himself. He has to get it from his lawyer.
Daughters are really
like
pressing for some proof.
Oh, I would lock my mom in a closet.
Me too.
100%.
I'm hoping that third time's a charm.
But
I'm hoping that this is it.
She said I'm hope.
Without the paperwork, there's no sense in going back.
At 61 years old, she ain't got much more time to waste.
She hopes that third time's a charm. She should talk to David, because David's like, hey, you know what? That didn't work out. Give me the dice again. I got to roll them.
Hey, she's like, third time's a charm. And then Christina, daughter, is like,
fourth time's a charm.
Or,
come on.
Third strike, you're out.
Lucky 7. Lucky 6. Come on, give me the
six. So it's been 5 months since she was the incident.
Yes, the incident.
We shall not speak of.
What?
But here's the deal. Remember, she sold everything. She has no car. She has no job. She has no home. So she's living with her daughter.
On the couch.
But you know what? She's forgiving. You know what? She's going back.
Yeah, she's going to try it again.
Okay, so when I come back to India this time, no one's going to come knocking on our front door, right? Sumit told me the divorce would be completed within 2 months. And now he's saying it could be 6 months.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's running game already, yo.
Red flags. That flag is flaming, sister.
Oh, it's so red hot, honey. It's on fire.
He might as well put a quarter up her ass and play her.
I can't keep doing
this. Have you looked into Sumit's eyes? Like, that's
proof
true
that
love.
You're getting a divorce. I need to see talk the about paperwork.
No, we need.
No.
You totally believe all of it?
Love them. Yes. I love them with a passion.
You know what? I need to clip these things out and then play them for you 7 episodes later when the shit is fucking on fire.
I don't think about that. I'm in the moment. I just finished watching this and I wanted to cry when he was talking to his friends. We'll get to it.
Right. Not a proof. Only I already booked the ticket, so I really don't need it. I just like it.
Exactly. You have no leverage at this point. He knows you're coming. Right.
So have you told your parents and do they know that I'm coming back to India?
No. Yes, they don't know shit.
Yeah, they know.
I don't believe you.
He's lying straight all in your face. You see him
he's still lying.
You know that you will come back and
because he says baby a lot.
So can
when
you
a man says baby, no baby,
right now?
Baby, no,
boy,
baby, that's a liar.
Can you go get him?
That's a sign.
I can try.
And then she asks for her parents to come on camera, knowing damn well they don't like her.
Give me 2 minutes.
Yeah, but she's like, because she wants to know.
There's no chance his parents are coming on screen right now.
0%.
Are they coming?
Calculations?
If it doesn't work out this time with Sumit, I'm done.
This is it.
Okay, David.
What more can be... What David are you talking about?
David and Lana.
Oh, I thought you were David and Annie.
Seven times a charm. Like.
Oh, so yeah. I guess, yeah. Total
different kind of catfish situation.
I have so much to say about this, but continue.
I have nothing else. I know clips. Okay. Oh, there's plenty more to talk about. But, yeah. Sumit comes back, says no. He's not there. And then, 5 months. It's been a mutual divorce. So both sides decided that
but
they're going to dissolve the marriage.
Apparently, and I need to research this, and I had no time because this is hot off the presses. But, okay. So it's going to be 6 months because he has to make payments. So apparently he has to pay off what sounds like the wedding.
$20,000.
So
he paid 10.
Okay, he paid 10. He owes 10 more. But then also the wife accused, there's like another lawsuit where she accused him of hurting her and treating her bad.
So he needs to go back to court to figure
that out. But I don't know what that means. Like hurting her, which I would like, is it like physical abuse? Which, come on, it's me. I can't believe it. But and then treating her
you
bad.
You just suck up everything this guy is poo-poo dropping and you're just licking them like they're chocolate milk or something.
I'm sorry. I believe this couple is real.
What?
I don't care. Fight me. I love them.
Oh
okay?
My God.
Listen. So anyway.
So his dad helped with the $10,000.
Yeah.
He's got to pay his dad back.
But so he goes and he's playing crickets with his friends. Cricket with his friends. Vicky and Rajiv.
They're legitimately concerned for his mental
well-being. He's like,
well-being.
Dude, also she's 60.
62 years old.
And they're like, well, how's she going to have a baby? And Sumit's like, we're not going to have a baby. And they're like, what? How could, I do not compute. Like, no, they're not going to have a kid. Fine.
Okay.
They're both fine with it?
In 10 years, she's going to be 72.
In 10 years, they're still going to be in love.
She's going to be 72.
That's what their friends say. Yeah. You know what? How many 72-year-old men are married to 40-year-old women? Plenty.
Why are you getting so, like...
Because you're, I think like, it's because it's a woman that you have a real problem.
I'm just talking like the his friends in the courtyard are talking.
Okay. Noted. And then the friends are like, society won't accept you.
Fuck
and he's
society.
Like, who cares? And this is when I wrote 3 giant hearts on my page. Because he's like, don't care. Nobody can stop us.
Yeah. No, fuck the culture. Fuck the haters.
Like, goosebumps again. Nick, look at this. Mm-hmm. You see? This is when he's like... don't care. Like, love it.
All right. So then Jenny is like, hey, we need some money to make this happen because somehow Sumit is not working.
No, but we'll talk about that. But guess where she goes?
back to see the financial advisor.
Suspenders. Wearing the same goddamn suspenders.
Not the same.
No, they are the same. They are the periwinkle suspenders with the flourishes on them. Yes.
That's a signature.
I will tell you, I will do two screenshots. They are the same. Brian, yeah. The financial advisor.
Okay.
And Christina goes with her this time.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Christina. My friend.
So they broke.
I really do think we're friends.
They broke it down. His rent, or her rent, utilities, the food.
And she's there to apply for her early Social Security.
Mm-hmm. Trying to get some money to figure things out.
Which is going to be like 30% less than if she waited.
Mm-hmm. So, but she's gonna have enough money to cover expenses.
$625 a month.
Yeah, so that'd
she'll
be good.
She'll have $75 over. But why is the meat not working?
That's a good question. I do not know how this man plans to pay back $10,000 and not work right now.
Yeah.
What has he been doing for 5 months?
What are you doing, dude?
Just live with your parents?
I am on your side, but you need a job.
I don't know. Understand why you love this man so much.
I love them as a couple. I don't love them.
Anyway.
I do. I love them. I'm sorry. And Jenny, I especially love. Okay, sorry.
All right.
I have real love for them.
Let's move on to the next couple. Bringing it back to that 90s love.
Nick.
Kenneth and Armando.
We call him Kenny. just off the heels of my Jenny and Submit love.
Yeah.
I have never loved a couple more
than
Armando and Kenneth, a.k.a. Kenny. This is, like, you have to admit, this is the most, like, seemingly, on F1, healthy.
Yeah.
Reasonable, mature couple we've ever seen.
It's, like, very, very un-90 Day Fiancé.
Again, goosebumps. I love them so much. And also, Kenneth, Kenny, you're 57. You look amazing. He does not look 57.
Yeah. I would have thought he was gay. Maybe.
I was born and raised in Toledo, Ohio. I left Toledo because I knew there was things happening within me. Couldn't put my finger on everything, but I knew I was different.
Is he gay?
And one night, I got ready, went to a gay club.
Well, yeah, that's why he left Ohio. It was hard.
But I was home.
Oh. Aww. Mm-hmm. I told you.
I've always wanted to be a father, so nothing was going to stop me. And a friend of mine offered to have a child for me.
Just be like, I want to be a dad. That's
fake
rare.
Well, fake being married.
Now,
and
probably not as much, but 26 years ago.
Yeah, 26 years ago, he decides that he definitely wants to be
a goddamn dad. Good.
That's.
And apparently, he's been a great one.
Yeah, yes.
Oh,
moving to Mexico in 2 weeks to be with the love of my life. Armando is 31.
Oh, he's so cute.
I love him.
At least over 30.
Half his age, but not like a child.
It's not half his age. He's
50.
Okay, half his age.
Not half.
We met on a social media page that was a support group for gay fathers.
Again.
He has a young daughter, so he can't come.
Sorry. Again, let me just speak about this meeting. Like, again,
support
no one slid into anyone's GD DMs.
That would be sliding into someone's DMs.
No, they were in a support group. No, it's not like the sliding into your DM means I don't know you. I just saw your picture because I was scrolling through pictures.
So you're defining sliding into DMs? That's not. It's sending someone a message on a social media platform.
That you don't know. And it's not
how
like,
did he didn't know the person.
But they were in a group for gay fathers.
Yeah, but you still don't know those people in those groups.
No, but at least you have something in common, you know. No,
it's still sliding the DMs.
Do you want to know how many, because this is what women need, like, no, but you maybe don't. Like, the amount of messages that women get in Facebook and Instagram or whatever in their DM from strangers is obnoxious of like, hey baby, oh you're so sexy, oh it's gross. That's not this. They are in a support group. They start talking. They talked for a year before they actually met, by the way. anyway, Kenneth,
the United States,
he's gonna move there.
But I'm ready to go to be with Armando, to be with my love. The time is now.
Done.
So we talked about the son. He has a 26-year-old son.
Mm-hmm.
23-year-old triplet daughters.
Yeah, it's wild.
So he had
that in vitro hit. Papal.
Well, surrogate.
Yeah, but, whatever it's called. Whatever. Yeah, but you're right.
It was in vitro because he said he didn't hit it.
True.
But can you imagine? Okay, so I have a son. Yep. 3 years later, or 2 years later, I want another child. And then somebody gets pregnant. And three. Can you imagine having three at one time?
No. Not in a million years could I imagine chasing around three.
Not even chasing them, but like juggling them when they're infants. Anyway. And so he has four children, and then he has a 3.5-year-old grandson named Cooper that he lives with. So he lives with Cooper's mom and Cooper, and he's lived with them.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like important because he's going to be leaving to go move, which I am supportive of.
Right. Okay. So
So can we talk about when he came out?
Armando or
no, Kenneth.
Go ahead.
So he came from a Catholic. So his mom was Catholic. His dad was a football coach, and so he was like. He wrote an 8-page letter.
Yeah.
To like explain, and then his mom was like, "I love you.
Yeah.
It's okay. Just like this is every parent should be this, and they are not. And I don't understand. Now that I'm a mom, especially like, I don't like you love your child. Yes, you want your child to be happy. Yes. Period. End of sentence. Anyway.
You done? Can we get into Armando now?
Sure.
All right.
After we had been married for about 8 years, I decided to tell Hannah's mother that I was gay.
Wait, back up.
We get into Armando.
No, but we didn't talk about how Armando has a 6-year-old daughter.
It comes out.
You be flinging right into, like, I told the mom. Whose mom?
All right, well, because everybody watched the show. But, like, you act
not
like
everybody.
People don't understand.
Well, there's like to three do it people in that... order. I know somebody made a comment about how I'm so militant about my order.
Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm actually
what you're going to do is you're going to say one sentence that somehow links what they just heard to.
No, I was not done with Kenneth because he went to go see his real estate lady with the purple hair.
Yes, he's selling his assets so that he can support
Sabine?
I don't even read the names.
Sabine. But... So he's selling his house to afford it because here's the plan. So Armando, leaving his job, moving. So Kenneth is moving to Mexico, but not to where Armando is.
Right.
Armando and Kenneth are moving 4 hours away from where Armando is with his daughter. And also, this is why Armando can't move to the U.S. because he has a daughter.
Right.
So.
Hannah.
The real estate agent is concerned because they're. The perception and probably reality is they're less accepting of LGBTQ in Mexico.
Correct.
And so she's like, ooh, I'm a little worried. But he's going to do it because love is love. And he wants to be with them. Yes.
Follow your heart.
That's all. Thank you.
Okay. Let's get back to Armando.
The day after I told her, she actually called my mom into the room.
Oh, this is the
she's
the wife.
To say like, oh no, my son isn't gay. You can't be, you know, you're married.
That was difficult.
I was pushed back in the closet and we haven't touched the subject since then.
I feel sad for Armando that he hasn't been able to be his true self.
I was chatting with people on a gay father support group on social media and I eventually crossed paths with Kenny. After we had been chatting for about a year, he decided to come down to Mexico and meet me. Kenny and I have a 26-year age difference.
You look the same age, though.
Right, yeah, right?
Like, literally, like, you could be the same age.
Kenny,
I think that makes our relationship unique, different, and special. My family has no idea that in 2 weeks, Kenny's moving down to Mexico to be with me.
Ooh, the food looks so good. Now I want Mexican food.
Give me some
What?
Do we talk about the fact that Armando owns a pet resort?
No, we didn't talk about that.
And he's got doggies all around.
Yeah, he does.
So his sister is the groomer. It's like a boarding pet resort.
It's very nice. You know?
He seems so put together. I could love him more. He loves doggies.
He's very put together. Very.
He's amazing. You know, both of these men are amazing.
And very not 90 Day
Fiancé. I know. They're too good for the show.
Yeah, like, what do you see them fighting about?
No. I see the only problem is going to be like maybe the culture
accepting them,
and like family stuff.
Yeah, I don't see much drama.
But they are. I want them to come over to our home and just be our friends.
Seriously? Okay.
And Jenny and Smith, please.
You want Indian, you want Indian, you want Mexican, you want Mexican.
Up to me.
I have to tell them that I'm definitely gay, that I'm moving away, that I'm moving away to be with a man.
That's a lot of things.
And that I am taking Hannah with me.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot.
This is a lot.
That's way too much to be dropping on family members.
Well, no, you know what? The gay part wasn't dropped. It was years ago that he said it. They just haven't mentioned it because they didn't like it. So, sorry. Too bad. This is who I am.
Yeah. You're talking about, you're alluding to this conversation you had with his sister?
Well, I'm alluding to the fact that, yes, this is a lot of things. I'm not sure
he told everybody. Maybe he just told his sister.
No. His ex-wife.
Who told everybody.
Sadly passed away.
Yeah. Which is a crazy story.
In an accident.
Yeah.
And so he's been really a single father. When he told her that he was gay, she marched over and told his parents he's gay.
Okay.
And they were like, nuh-uh. Yeah, yeah.
And later in the episode, he talks to his sister about his sister yelling at him and him.
Because she said, you're with the devil or something. Yeah. It was awful. It was really sad.
Went into the desert and hoped someone would bite him.
He was very sad, obviously.
Yeah, right.
No parent or family should ever reject anyone.
But his sister eventually accepts him and says, I love you and supports.
I was on the edge a little bit, and then she was like, but I love you and I accept you. And yes. Okay.
But the fact that you drop all this on us, right? On the family members, right? And then you say, I'm taking my kid.
And I'm taking the kid. Like, can you imagine if I told my mom, like, hey, I'm going to move to wherever.
I'm
going to
divorce Nick. I'm gay and I'm taking Theo and I'm going moving to Phoenix.
No, not even Phoenix. Another country. Actually, he's not. He's only moving 4 hours away.
Yeah.
So it's not as bad.
Phoenix.
But, yeah. We'll get to mom locking me in the closet when we get to the next couple. But
all right. Moving on.
Because
this is Africa.
Going to Africa.
This time for Africa.
Now, Ariella? Yeah.
And Binyam?
Binyam
is 29. Ariella is 28. She's from New Jersey. She is moving to Ethiopia to be with Binyam.
Mm-hmm. Now, Ariella had a boyfriend, Lando. And she met him in Argentina. They were married for 10 years.
Yeah. Separated for 3.
Yeah. So
divorced last year.
She's 28, by the way. Right? So that's married at 18. That's like a,
there you go.
Getting after it early.
So last year they decided to get divorced. So cheap
flights
stop.
To Ethiopia.
I need a sound effect. Another. Number 3, most amazing meeting story.
I was waiting for a taxi outside a local hotel.
Oh, look at that.
And I saw a very attractive guy. Binyam is 29 years old. He's from Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. And everybody calls Binyam baby. After dating for 3 months, I got some unexpected news. I found out I was pregnant.
Oh, she found a human inside of her.
I was waiting for a
waiting for a taxi. And she says to him, she yells out because she thought he was hot. Don't I know you from somewhere? And it worked.
That shit never works.
It worked. I'm telling you right now, there were 3 great, cute, true life meeting stories. I love this show so much. I am sorry. I love it. Okay.
You say that all the time.
No,
at
but
the
I
beginning
mean, like, this is even more love.
Of each series, you're like, oh my
better.
God. And then by the end, you're like, I'm over this fucking
anybody
dumpster
that
fire.
There's nobody that place. I foresee not liking.
I foresee lots of not liking.
No.
Yeah.
We haven't met one of the couples.
I foresee there being lots of Jenny and Submit.
I'm never going to turn on them.
Is a lie. That is 100.
Mark my words. You can record this, Nick. Oh, you are good.
So what are you saying?
I will never turn on Jenny and Submit.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Hell
you're
no.
Definitely gonna, oops, sorry. You're definitely gonna turn on. Because he's gonna do something super dumb. You don't think that he's gonna fuck up?
Yeah, he's gonna, but you know what? He's gonna have a really good reason.
You loved him, and then you watched her scream in anguish on the floor.
It was awful.
And you were like, oh no.
But he couldn't help it.
Oh my God.
Now that I was pregnant, I was really scared. So after 3 months, I came back to the U.S. for prenatal care. My birthing plan is interesting because I'm actually having the baby in Ethiopia, where my boyfriend is from.
Oh,
wow.
Anytime somebody answers with a wow, that's not a good sign. Wouldn't you want to have the baby in America just so it was automatically a U.S. citizen?
Well, yes, and because it's safer.
Is that a thing? Isn't it a U.S. citizen because the mom is?
Nope.
Really?
Mm-mm. Oh. Yeah, if you have your kid in America, then the kid's a U.S. citizen.
I know. I think Trump was trying to end that, but...
Yeah,
possibly. But if you have... If I, let's say I gave birth in Canada, my child wouldn't be a U.S. citizen?
But you can make it a U.S. citizen.
Yeah.
But you it's not, like, automatic.
Oh. But would they be a Canadian citizen, then?
Yeah, technically. But, like, say we were on vacation.
Yeah. I had my baby in Jamaica. What?
Jamaican citizen. Not a U.S. citizen.
So Jamaica just accepts it, but we don't accept people?
Actually, I don't know the laws in Jamaica, but that's how.
Because it has to be a citizen somewhere.
If someone else was traveling here on a visa and they had a baby, it'd be like the same thing.
Yeah, but again, current president trying to
stop the babies. It's not a political show.
You know, they're not being an epidural. Like,
yeah, that's
did she no epidural?
No, she couldn't have.
Deal
I'm making a sacrifice. I hope that it turns out the way that I want it to.
No. If anyone has not given birth and you are considering, this is going to probably fire up
you
somebody.
You didn't listen to Pillow Talk, but David Nanny, right? Robert Nanny, sorry.
Oh, right.
He likened being constipated and taking big dumps to.
Oh, no.
I knew that would piss you off.
Let's let's take a moment for The More You Know. If we had that music, that's great. Listen. Oh, you do? I love you. Listen. Giving birth hurts worse than anything you could ever imagine. And I understand some people want to give birth naturally. Great. I recommend not doing that.
Okay.
And getting an epidural because do you get Novocaine at the dentist when you get a cavity filled? Done. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Anyway, so.
Oh my God, it hurts so bad, you guys.
Mom and Janice or.
Janice, yeah.
Janice. Mom. Janice and Ariella go to see Dr. Hoffman, aka Mr. Eyebrows.
He's been like family friend for 30 years.
Yeah.
He has. So that's the prenatal doctor or the, gynecologist, whatever. What are they called?
OBGYN.
OBGYN. So. He has no idea that she's not having the baby here until this meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, in a week and a half, I'm going to Ethiopia. And he's like, that's when his eyebrows started twitching.
Yeah.
It was not before that. It was
true.
That moment. He's like, what the fuck?
His eyebrows are bushy AF.
But I get it. She wants the dad to be there for the birth, which I think is, I wish he could come here.
Yeah. Why can't he come here? Do we know why?
Oh, I don't know.
No. Because is that on a despicable country list or something?
I don't know. Brown? I don't know.
Stop.
I'm God sorry. Okay. I'm
Come on,
very
keep
political.
It moving to stop
angry.
That. Stop.
He
goes over all the possibilities of complications.
Yeah.
And things that could happen, transfusions and whatnots, and what did they meet the doctors and the hospitals. She has 3 weeks to figure this out before she can't fly back.
Because, 32 weeks, she can't fly anymore. Mm-hmm. I think he said 32 weeks. So a week and a half from now. She's going. Mm-hmm. And guess who's going with her?
Mama.
And Mama is an emergency room and trauma nurse.
Mm-hmm.
Good. That is helpful.
That is.
But also, my mom would there is no way on earth my mom would let me, and I am 42 years old, and she would still do this today. She'd be like, oh, I'm coming with you. And she would get herself a ticket. She would be on that plane, like it or not. If you...
Are you giving birth to one of her grandchildren somewhere else? Yes, she wants to be there.
She's going
to
be there, and she's going to make sure everything's okay. And my mom's not a nurse, so she could offer no help. At least this mom is okay, I'm a trauma and ER nurse. I can offer some help.
So that's all we got this time. We have Devin and Jehoon coming up.
Show.
We have someone from Colombia and Texas, maybe, I think.
Yeah, there's another couple. He has a big old Texas star in the background. That's all I saw.
And is that?
Just she got angry.
Those two couples? That's
and
it.
Jihoon. Yeah. I love them too. I feel like I know them not as much as I know Belinda Boo. Boy. She's my friend.
Okay.
I know it's crazy. I'm a little bit goofy, but
sorry for the, like, the not full on rainy day effort this week. We had a lot going on. Listen, I'm tired.
I thought it was great.
It was great. It was good.
I was really rambly.
B-team.
It's a B
show.
Surprisingly, I usually try to contain myself a little bit more.
But next week we'll be back at it and full force.
What day is this show on? Is it on Mondays?
I hope it's not on Mondays.
Because we did two episodes.
I think it was just like, it could have been an A-B pre-pro post sneak preview thing.
And by the way, legit, I thought we were just doing one episode. And then about, I don't know, now 2 hours ago, Nick is like, no, there's another episode.
Yeah, we have to like cram it all in. Anyway, thanks.
Thank you for listening.
And
thank you for the nice reviews.
Yes, if you want to give us some love, just hit us up.
If you don't like us, I mean, just don't listen. Or you don't have to leave.
That is it for us today.
I don't
leave you with a. I can't do it. We'll do it live. We'll do it live. Fuck it.
I love you too.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks. That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly.
It's never not funny.
Sure.
Oh, God.
Take it away.